We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilcha Shchita, Halacha Beis, Inyan Shchita, Ubedikas Hasakin. Here we're going to discuss the actual Shchita, the Shechting, and also the important issue of having the Shechit check his knife very, very carefully, or have him give it to a Talmud Chacham to check the knife very carefully for any nicks. Al pi ha-toiro tefila lechavakuk b'simen yutes. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 19 in the first half of Likutei Halachos, tefila lechavakuk, which is one of the long, deep chapters of Likutei Moran, which discusses the topic of shnayim mikro vechotargum. It discusses the concept of klipas noiga, the concept where there's kedusha, there's tumah, and there's something that's in between, that's a mix of good and bad. Klipas noiga, which is good and bad. And we'll see how Rav Nosson Zal integrates it. These first halachas here of Shechita are not, the wording is not so easy. Rav Nosson Zal wrote this in his very early years while Rabbeinu Zal was still living, which means Rav Nosson Zal was in his 20s, I believe, when he wrote this. You see that the later halachas are much more elaborate, explained usually much more clearly. But there's obviously a lot of very, very good, important things to be learned from all of these halachas. Paragraph Aleph. Ki pegima sasakin hu sitro demoisa, kamuva. Rav Nosson Zal says, it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus, that the knife, the Shechet's knife, when it's defective, chas v'sholem, it's sitra achra. It's the other side. The Yisrael heim am kodosh, whereas the Jewish people are a holy nation. Vasurim lechol nevela, where it's forbidden for us to eat nevela. Dahainu shemeso meatzmo al yidei malachamoves, meaning an animal that died on its own through the angel of death, not through a physical act of shechita. V'shalit olav sitra demoisa, and because it died by itself, in quotes, meaning through the malach ha-moves, the angel of death, it has a tum on, it has the moves on it. Sheze b'chinas pegama bris, which is synonymous with pegama bris, which is also a form of tuma. V'ze shekosuv, and this is why the Torah writes, lo yiseichlu nevela, the Jewish people are commanded, we are not allowed to eat nevela, v'chulu, etc. Ki am kodoshato, because we are a holy people. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, kol mokim shata moitze geder erva, ata moitze kedusha. That whenever we use the term kedusha, it's synonymous with geder erva, with being careful and particular about our associations with women, about everything that pertains to Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras HaBris, Erva. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Machma sheYisrael heim am kodosh b'china shomrei HaBris, it's because of the fact that the Jewish people are referred to as a holy nation, and our holiness refers specifically to Shmiras HaBris, purity in the issue of relationships between men and women, shezeh Iker Kedushas Yisrael, that's the main holiness of a Jew. We know that every mitzvah represents Kedusha. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, mikvah. But the Iker Kedusha is Shmiras HaBris. Alkein Asurim Lechol Nevela, therefore we are. It's forbidden for us to eat Nevela, Shehu Bechinas Sitra Demoisa, which is synonymous with Sitra Achra, Malach HaMoves, Pegam HaBris, Hepech Shmiras HaBris, which is the opposite of purity in Bris, Shmiras HaBris, Shemishom HaChayim, which is the source of life. We know that the tzaddik is always referred to one who is Shomer HaBris, and the tzaddik is called Chai, tzaddik Chai Almen, Ish Chai. That's the term that's used to refer to Tikkun HaBris, whereas Pegam HaBris is referred to as Sitra Demoisa. V'chein kishayesh pegima basakin, so too, when the knife that the shechet is using has a nick in it, it has a defect in it, Azai hapegima oikeres hasimonim. Then what happens is when you rub that knife across the windpipe, the food pipe, instead of it slicing, it pulls, it tears. The flesh or the pipe gets stuck in that nick and it's oikeret. It pulls it apart instead of slicing it, perfect slicing. The ein habehema meisa idea shchita, and therefore the animal is not being slaughtered through shchita, which is a perfect slicing, kiim al idei ikur simonim, but rather it's by tearing, an act of tearing, an act of pulling the simon and tearing it that way, al idei hapegima, through the defect, shehi sitra demoisa. That kind of killing of the animal is not a holy killing. It's an unholy, it's nevela, it's sitra demoisa. Vazai nasis nevela, and that turns the animal into nevela. The animal is no longer a kosher animal, it's called nevela. Then it's also called nevela, va'asura liyisrael am kodosh, and it becomes forbidden to the Jewish people who are a holy nation. Nevela is something impure. Ki habehemo nechsheres lachilo dafka al yedei hashchita besakin kosher. Because the animal only becomes kosher to be eaten if it's slaughtered with a kosher knife. Shayidei zeh nichna ruach habehemis shel habehemo umale hanefesh shebachai lemedaber. When an animal is shechted with a kosher knife, the shchita does two things. It pushes down the ruach habehemis. It destroys or subdues the behemius, the animalistic, and it elevates the soul, the spiritual portion of what's in that animal, from a status of chai, animal, to a status of medaber, to a status of human. It elevates the spiritual item that was found in that animal, that until now was pure behema. Now it becomes elevated spiritually. It exits the category of chai, and it enters into the category of medaber. Ki hasakin shel shchita hu bechinas cherev l'ashem molodam. K'mo shekosov Rabbeinu Neriyor b'simen lamed zayin. Because we know in chapter 37, in the first half of Likutei Moran, that's one of the only chapters in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the topic of shchita. And there, Rabbeinu Zal mentions that the knife that's used to shecht corresponds to the sword of Kedusha. There's many psukim in the Torah that speak about Cherev Lashem, but especially over there in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Amidalid, there the pasuk speaks about a sword, a heavenly sword, which is full of the blood of its enemies, that it's slaughtered, that Hashem has slaughtered and subdued the enemies of the Jews with this cherev. So we see that this cherev is machnia the ra. V'hu b'chinas shleimus loshna kodesh. So therefore, this shchita knife also represents bringing shleimus to loshna kodesh. B'chinas chavo, isha, which is the concept of chavo, the woman. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yutes that we know, the Gemara tells us, that 10 measures of speech came down to the world. The women took 9 and the men got 1. So Isha is Dibur. The word Chava actually means to speak. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, V'laylo l'laylo yechave das. The word yechave means to speak. So therefore, Shleimus Loshna Kodesh is associated with Chava, the Isha, Shehu Bechinas HaCherev Hanal, which is also associated with this sword, the spiritual sword, the Achli Kola, the Shatzi Kola. When we speak about the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, which is associated with the sphere of Malchus, which is associated with Midas Hadin, judgment and justice, Dina de Malchusa Dina. Dina is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Midas Hadin. So the Shechina, which is Malchus, which is Midas Hadin, is referred to. There's a pasuk that says in the Torah that the Shechina is called Eish Oichla. It's a destructive fire. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Achli Koila V'Shatzi Koila. It eats up everything and it destroys everything, meaning it destroys the evil, the Ra. shemechales umavaeres hora'a shel kol ha'shivim l'shoinois, meaning that this sword of Kedusha, this sword, destroys the evil of the 70 nations, of the 70 languages, b'chinas pegamabris, which is associated with pegamabris, ruach ha'behemius, which is associated with animalistic instinct. Whereas v'Yisroel hadveikim bo, whereas when the Jews attach themselves to the Shekhinah, so the Shekhinah has two sides to it. It has a destructive side to it. It's called Eish Oichla, a destructive. It burns. It destroys the Ra, which is referring specifically to the Ra of the 70 nations. Whereas the Jewish people, when they attach themselves to the Shekhinah, the Pasuk says, Kemoy Shekosov, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim kulchem ayoim. When Klal Yisrael attaches themselves to the Shekhinah, there the bond is a bond of life. Shezeh bechinas shchita. This is the concept of the mitzvah of shchita, that it has to accomplish two things. Number one, kedei lahachnia ulashaber koyach habehemius. We want to subdue and destroy the behemius, the animalistic instinct, which is hora shel ha'shivim umos, which is represented by the evil of the 70 nations, which is called sitra demoisa, pegam abris. And the second step is ulasakein ulahachyois hanefesh shebechai, and to correct and to inject life into the spirit of the animal, the spiritual portion of the animal, to elevate it, dahainu laha'aloisoi michai lemedaber, where we elevate that portion from animal, from the category of chai, to medaber. As we mentioned in the previous halacha, by making a bracha on it, boruch atu Hashem lakeh al hashchita, by saying those words, we're elevate that in those words, the nefesh of the behema is of the behema is being elevated to medaber. Sheze ikur chiyusoi shel nefesh yesham. That's the main success, and that's the main life of that soul that's in there, that's in that behema. Kishemal inoisoi lesharoshoi, when it's elevated to its source, to its origin. Lebechinas medaber, which is the bechina of medaber. Because as we learned earlier, in many cases, in these behemois are found souls of human beings. A human being who's a medaber, who because of his sins, Rachmona Litzlan, ended up being lowered, being taken out of his own category of medaber, and lowered into the level of chai, behema. And this act of shechita accomplishes two things. It's machnia the ra, it subdues, it presses down the behemius, the evil, and it elevates the toiv. It takes that spiritual item in the behemah, that nefesh, and elevates it. Ki cherev l'ashem mol adam hanal hu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. Because this pasuk that we quoted earlier from Yeshaya regarding this heavenly sword that's full of blood, which is again a euphemism for the knife of the shochet, Hubechinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. That corresponds to the concept of bringing Shleimus to Loshna Kodesh. Shemachnia Hora HaKoilel Shel Shuvim Humois. Where when a person wants to bring Shleimus to Loshna Kodesh, he has to first be Machnia, the Ra of the 70 nations. Dahainu HaTaivo HaKlolius, which refers specifically to Taivas Niuf, Taivas Noshim. That's called the Ra HaKoilel. That's the one item that encompasses all the Ra. It's a composite of all the Ra of all 70 nations. It's Koilel, Kas, Gaiva, everything in one. Bibechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Roimamo Yiskel Bigroinam, they praise Hashem with their throats. That's Loshen Kodesh, V'cherev Pifiois Biyodom, and they have a double-edged sword in their hand, Lasois nekomo bagoyim, to take revenge against the other nations. Roimu moiskel zebechinas shleimus loshna kodesh, shehu bechinas tfila. That's praising Hashem. That's shleimus loshna kodesh. Vecherev pifiois, hu bechinas shleimus loshna kodesh. And this double-edged sword is also a concept of shleimus loshna kodesh, shehu bechinas pishnaim. Shleimus of loshna kodesh is when there's double Lashon Kodesh, meaning Bechinas Shnayim Mikra. We know that there's a concept in Judaism that when you want to make a tikkun for the languages, for all the languages of the world, the way it's done is by two portions of Lashon Kodesh to one portion of Targum. Shnayim Mikra Vecho Targum. Kemuva b'maymar hamedaber mishleimus Lashon HaKodesh shemaschil tefila l'chvakuk. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very elaborately in that Torah, Torah Yud Tes, in the first half of Likut Imran. There Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this concept of shleimus Lashon HaKodesh. V'zehu lasos nekomo bagoyim. And this is the concept of taking revenge against the nations, meaning she'al yodoi machnin hora shel shivim humois. When we're zeichet to make the tikkun of Lashon HaKodesh, we automatically are machnia the ra of the 70 nations. So too, the act of shechita, where we're being male, the medaber, the dibur, we're being male from chai to medaber, the nefesh, from chai to medaber, we're also being machnia the ra, the behemius in that animal. V'alkein tzorech levayer mehasakin anal shubchinas cherev l'ashem anal kol hapegimois shem sitra demoisa pegam abris shal yodoi nivgam hasakin cherev l'ashem anal. This is why it's so important to eliminate from that knife, from the shoichetz knife, which is this cherev l'ashem, any pegima, any nick. We have to sharpen it perfectly so that there are no nicks in it whatsoever, which are a concept of sitra demoisa, pigamabris, which is what's poigim that cherev lashem. Ki ze tolui boze, because these two items depend on each other. Shleimus Lashon HaKodesh ushmiras habris. Those two go together, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in several chapters in Likut Imran, especially in that Torah Yud Tes. That's one of the places Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes the kesher between the bris kodesh and the bris haloshoin, the tongue, the dibur of a person, and the bris hamor, the bris yisoid. Vayidei pegama bris, nifgam hadibur shalosh nakodesh, shezebechinas pegimas asakim. When there's pegama bris, that causes a pegam in loshon kodesh, that causes a pegam in the knife. Interesting, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, I believe, I'm almost sure it's in Tehillim, sholach yodov bishloimov chilel brisoi, that a person who extends a hand to those who are close to Hashem, to those who Hashem is at peace with, meaning the tzaddikim, a person who attacks a tzaddik, chilel brisoi. The implication is that that person has chilul habris, that person has pegam habris. So here again, because the tzaddik is the symbol of tikkun habris, shleimus and tikkun habris, if a person goes against the tzaddik, it implies that there's something defective in pegam habris. Here also, Rav Nosson Zal is making the connection between shleimus Lashon HaKodesh and tikkun habris, between the sakin of shechita and this concept of tikkun habris.